Well, Warren, it's Wednesday night. We've made it here to the stadium in Zlatan Moravce, where the game will be tomorrow night. Your first impressions?
I pronounced that very well, Andy. I'm struggling myself.
I think it was wrong.
No, as I say, we're here now. You know, got the days travelling over, and we're out in the pitch now, getting the boys' legs going, getting the feel of the pitch and the surface and the surrounding area. And right, listen, just get them mentally focused now for the game.
The journey went very smooth this morning, didn't it?
Yeah, we prepared very well. So, you know, it was great that we were up in the hotel last night in the airport. You know, got our rest, got up, got the charter over. And as I said, the boys got their feet up when they got in the hotel. But now, you know, it's important to get all the tiredness and the flight out of our legs, really.
The hotel's very pleasant. We've started to settle in there this afternoon after a tiring journey, yeah?
Yeah, it is. The hotel's beautiful. You know, it's nice and quiet, nice and big. So you know what I mean, it's important, you know, rest as well for the players. So yeah, it's down to the football now.
It was very hot here this afternoon, and I'm sure it's going to be even hotter tomorrow. So acclimatising is going to be important. Dehydration is going to be important, isn't it?
Yeah, it will be. You know how hot it is here. It shocked me, to be honest. You know, I've played here with Northern Ireland before and it wasn't this hot. But no, at the end of the day, listen, we've got to overcome it. You know, that's we've got to get used to it, climatise quickly, and you know, just concentrate on the football now.
I know you're only just on the pitch, but it seems a tidy wee stadium here, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a lovely wee stadium. And I think it's not theirs because they're getting a lot of work done to theirs, but no, it's very compact. You know, you can see with what we've watched, it gets a little bit hostile with the fans, which is good. So no, listen, at the end of the day, it's a pitch with two goals, so that's all we've got to worry about.
And the task is to keep the game alive for going home again, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Listen, you can't wave a magic wand. You know how hard it's going to be. They're a full-time outfit, very slick, you know, strong, some very dangerous players, what we've seen. But at the end of the day, it's a free game for us. I said they are players, they go and enjoy it. And, you know, it sums it up, really, when you've part-time players, because there's Mark Hockey. Obviously, he couldn't travel away because of work commitments, but... You know, he wants to play, so we've got him on a flight tomorrow from Dublin. And, you know, that's the difference. You know, you're coming up against full-time midfits with part-time players, but that's something that we'll just take in our stride.
It's great that Mark has that commitment that he's busting to get out here under his own steam, isn't it?
No, it is. It's great. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it's important. You know, he missed the last one, obviously, you know, for obvious reasons. But, as I said, he's busted, got to get out here. And, you know, until he's here, we won't get carried away until I see him. Walk into the hotel, but you know, hopefully he'll have a safe flight, like with a few of the Linfield fans that will be out here.
Jimmy Callagher picked up an injury at the weekend as well too, so it restricts your options, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, struggling at the moment, to be honest, for defensive-wise, because obviously Stafford's out, but you know, Jimmy picked up an ankle injury, and we don't know how bad it is at the moment, so we've got to assess it, but as I said, there's enough quality here for players to step in.
The mood and the spirit in the camp, looking good, yeah?
Yeah, it is. The boys, obviously, as always, you know, are good, you know, bubbly, want to train, it's enjoying training. You know, it's important, you know, what we want to do, as I said, it's about playing football the right way, and that's what I want to embed into these players.
It's great to be involved in these occasions, isn't it?
Yeah, it is fantastic to be in these occasions because, you know, at the end of the day, the players are the most important, and it's great for the players, you know, to see how far they can go.
And you look around our squad, there's a lot of youngsters there, so it's great experience for the youngsters, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's important for the youngsters, you know, because they're the next generation. I said this, I'm not one for less than old, and, you know, you think you need a mix. And it's important you have the young players, so, you know, if they're good enough, as I said this before, or if they're old enough, they're good enough for me.
And Jimmy Mulgrew, it's amazing to see him out there, isn't it? You know, he injured a few weeks ago, and here he is in Slovakia.
Yeah, it is. That's what you want. You want hungry players. Obviously, you know, injuries don't help, but he's out here again. So, as I said, it's great morale for the boys and fantastic at Waste Testimonial was announced yesterday.
And fitting reward after 10-plus years of service to the club, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Jimmy's a Linfield boy, you know what I mean? His Linfield family. So, as I said, it's a fantastic reward for him.
Well, Warren, you've already mentioned there's a busload of supporters coming out, the supporters here tomorrow. Loads of people back home will be cheering you on and willing you on. So, all the very best for tomorrow's big game.
Thank you.